From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Gay PHX Podcast. If you're new, hello, welcome to the family. This is where queer stories, local beats, and real community come together every week. And if you've been here for a while, welcome back, friend. You already know how things work here around here. A little bit of heart, a little bit of humor, and a whole lot of love for this community we call home. It's been one of those weekends that's equal part chaotic, productive, and fun. Exactly the way we like it. Little Bear and I just wrapped up what we call Nerd Weekend. That's where we lock in, roll out updates, fix kinks, and give our sites a little extra shine. And this one was a big infrastructure overhaul. So you may not see what changed, but you will definitely feel it. Faster load times, smoother browsing, and a cleaner experience across GayPHX.com and Men Play Phoenix. But the real headline this week was the launch of the GayPHX Stream, our brand new 24/7 online radio station, now live at GayPHX.com/radio. We built this because podcasts are great, but they're a solo experience. You hit play, and it's just you, me, and the earbuds. Radio, though, is a communal experience. It's everyone tuned in together, hearing the same music, the same voices, the same heartbeat of Queer Phoenix at the same time. That's what we wanted to create. Something living, something shared, and something ours. And we're happy to announce that as of today, we're listed in TuneIn, so you can catch us on your phones, on your smart TVs, and in your car. So while we're refining things, writing our own scheduling tools, curating local content, and shaping how the sound of Gay PHX evolves hour by hour, but the feedback has been incredible. Artists are sending in their music to be featured, and that's exactly what we'd hoped for, to build a platform built and by this community. And if you haven't checked it out yet, gayphx.com/radio, stream it, share it, tell us what you think, or even call or text the Gay PHX feedback line at 602-429-9482. That's 602-429-9482, and let us know what you love, what you'd like to hear, or who we should feature next. Now let's talk about Saturday night, because, oh my God, Saturday, Scream, Grit, oh, it was everything. I started out in the graveyard, wandered into the monster's lair, went out to socialize, got back to the monster lair, dragged back to the monster lair, socialized, back to the costumes, the crowd. It was spooky seasonal perfection. It was a perfect send-off for our time at Grit. And there's still one more Sunday party coming, and I'm honestly sorry to say that we're going to be missing. Dan Dan, though, I hear is going to be there. So if you see a sexy polar bear wandering around, tell him Billy sorry that he couldn't make it. And I also want to take a second and send some love to my friends over at Melrose Yoga. Dennist and Forrest, you are the real deal. You help me heal, find balance, stay centered through everything from late night editing sessions to heart attack recovery. So if you've never been, go to Melrose Yoga. It isn't just a yoga studio. It's a space built on care, inclusivity, and community. Every body, every story, every identity is welcome there. We just walk in. They'll meet you exactly where you are with compassion, humor, and sometimes just a reminder to breathe. But yeah, it's been a full week. Updates, upgrades, ghosts, and gratitude. And that's exactly what Gay PHX is about. Building things, celebrating people, and finding connection through it all. And today we get to add a touch of art to that mix. Joining us once again is an artist whose koi fish have swum across the sidewalks from San Francisco to Phoenix and beyond. And now they're bringing their next big creation to Palm Springs Pride. We'll be heading there soon ourselves for Pride and Leather Pride. Thanks to Jeff and Michael for hosting us while we're in town. But before we dive into that conversation with Jeremy, here's Brian with this week's events.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast,
where community comes first.
Hey, 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 it's your Desert Den Daddy, Brian, coming to you with his sexy Kermit the Frog voice from the shadows of the radio towers and the glow of 1,000 disco pumpkins. Welcome to Brian's Hot 3, where Halloween in the desert means less tricks and a whole lot more treat. The air is thick with glitter, the moon is high, and every ghost, ghoul, and go-go boy is crawling out to play. This week, we're blasting into outer space, crawling through Melrose, and celebrating the spirits who still dance among us. So grab your broom, tighten that harness, and let's dive fang first into this week's Hot 3. Hot pick number 1, it came from outer space at Newtown, Friday, October 31st, 9 o'clock. The aliens have landed and they came for the costumes. This year's Halloween theme at Newtown is It Came From Outer Space, and it's ready to abduct your imagination. Think intergalactic glam, cosmic queens, and cash and prize-worthy looks that are truly out of this world. Whether you're serving Star Trek, Star Wars, or just star for attention, get down to Newtown and orbit the dance floor like it's Area 51 after dark. Hot pick number 2, Melrose Halloween Crawl. Saturday, November 1st at noon, it's the Melrose Halloween Crawl where cocktails, costumes, and chaos collide. For just $20, your wristband gets you one complimentary shot at each stop. Thunderbird Lounge, Stacy's at Melrose, Royal Kitchen, and Cocktails, and Smith's on 7th. Wristband info, pick yours up on the crawl day at Smith's on 7th, and don't lose it because you'll need that band for every stop on the strip. Photo contest also. Want bragging rights? Post pics from all your four bars using hashtag Melrose Bar Crawls on Facebook or Instagram. There's no place better to end your Halloween weekend than in the Melrose District, drink in hand and surrounded by friends and fabulousness. For more details, head to gayphx.com, your guide to everything hot, spooky, and social this season. Hot pick number 3 is Dia de los Mil Muertos Party at Oz Bar. Saturday, November 1st, 9 p.m. Celebrate, dance, join Ozbar for a heartfelt and high-energy celebration as we raise a glass to those who came before us and maybe still linger on the dance floor. Enjoy a dollar off Modelo or Corona plus $5 house margaritas all night long. It's a night of love, laughter, and remembrance because in this community, our spirits never fade, they just keep on dancing. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, getting ready to howl at the moon because Halloween in the desert is hot. As the costumes come out and the cauldrons bubble, remember, it's not about how dark the night gets, it's about how bright we make it look together. Every laugh, every look, every bit of glitter in the air keeps our community shining through the shadows. A huge thank you to all of you listening. Your pride, your love, and energy keep this desert alive and wild. You're not just part of the story, you're the heartbeat that keeps it going. We don't have a transmitter, we don't have a big broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So keep showing up, keep spreading that queer joy, and make this Halloween one of the spirits we'll never forget. Until next time, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Get ready to lace up, leather up, and brunch down. Onyx Southwest is bringing their very first community pinky leather brunch to Phoenix, happening Saturday, November 15th at Cobalt Bar. Join the Onyx Southwest brothers and their guests from Los Angeles for a day that celebrates community, kink, and connection. Featuring go-go dancers, live demos, drag performances, amazing food, a cash bar, and a 50-50 raffle with proceeds benefiting Trans Queer Pueblo. This isn't your average brunch. It's bold, inclusive, and unapologetically kinky. So grab your harness, polish that leather, and come show your pride at Cobalt Bar, 3110 North Central Avenue. Tickets are just $30. Grab yours now through Brown Paper Tickets, presented by Onyx Southwest, where brotherhood meets power, pride, and play.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma, and I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about injectable HIV meds. Let's talk about long-acting HIV medications. It's a total game-changer for both prevention and treatment. Instead of taking pills every day to prevent or treat HIV, long-acting options like injectable PrEP or injectable HIV treatment can be given once every 1 or 2 months, some even less often. That means fewer daily reminders, more privacy, and more freedom. But they're not for everyone. You'll need to visit a provider regularly for your shots, and missing an appointment can raise your risk of resistance. We don't want that. Some people also experience side effects like injection site pain or fatigue. The good news? These meds are safe, effective, and helping more people stay undetectable or HIV-free without that daily pill. Talk to a healthcare provider to see if long-acting options are right for you. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
The Phoenix Boys of Leather present the 17th annual Wax a Bear fundraiser. Saturday, November 15th at the Anvil. Bid on our sexy bears as they get waxed live on stage. To the highest bidder goes the pelt. Plus, win big at our charity auctions with custom Build-A-Bears, leather gear, art, and handcrafted kinky delights from local vendors. Our friends at Ripple Phoenix will be there with free HIV testing and check-in. Support their mission to give our community the love and tools to live stronger and healthier lives. And remember, this night is for everyone. Femme, masculine, non-binary, trans, however you shine, there's a place for you at Wax-A-Bear. Don't miss it. Wax-A-Bear 2025, November 15th at the Anvil. Come ready to cheer, bid, and celebrate.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Back with us today is an artist whose koi have swum across sidewalks in cities around the world. We've seen them in San Francisco, Las Vegas, Palm Springs, and of course, even right here in Phoenix. Their work transforms public spaces into vibrant reflections of queer identity and pride, and now they're making waves again with a brand new project to share. We'll talk about what's new, what's next, and the stories flowing beneath the surface of their art. Welcome back to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Jeremy Novy. Thanks for coming back, Jeremy. It's so good to have you.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you for having me back on here to talk about my new project.
Let's start by first catching up. How's your summer been?
My summer's been pretty good. Been doing a lot of traveling, painting different places around the states, and it's been enjoyable.
Excellent. And now let's talk about what's the new project that you're working on?
Yeah, so I've, for the past 15 years, been collecting queer street art from artists that I have met in my travels around the world. And so I'm putting together an exhibit for Palm Springs Pride, a global gay street art exhibit. It's at Impel Gallery, and it's basically a bunch of art pieces that protest to different lacks of equality for the queer community and in a cool way.
When you look back at these past few months, has anything shifted for you creatively or personally as you start to look and collect these pieces?
Yeah, I think that as the rainbow crosswalks have become a target, as well as talk about rainbow flags in Washington, D.C.'s Capitol buildings and whatnot, I definitely have thought about it more as a protest than actually art, which has been very exciting. And I'm hoping that it awakens some spirit in people and some activism as well.
While you're creating something bold and meaningful, where has your art taken you lately? You've been working on other rainbow sidewalk projects, correct?
Yeah, I just got done painting a rainbow crosswalk in Milwaukee on October 6th. The city of Milwaukee wanted to show its support for the queer community and that everybody belongs in Milwaukee. So it was really exciting. The mayor came out and gave a big speech about that, which was pretty cool. And then most recently, last weekend, I was in Brenham, Texas, which is a smaller town of like 11,000 people between Houston and Austin, exactly in the middle there. And they asked me to come out and paint some koi, but not just my regular koi, also my rainbow koi.
Oh, did they specifically request the rainbow ones?
Yeah, at first they wanted all three of them, but there was some city discussion that ended up that only one of them maybe needed to be rainbow. So I reworked the design from being all three rainbow koi to include a black with white spot koi, and then my traditional white, orange, and black koi, and then a rainbow koi. And they're all actually swimming together or towards one another in a way that I'm hoping symbolizes community and that there's inclusion, that everybody belongs in Brenham and in their own diversity.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. I love that. Now, back to your project in Palm Springs. What sparked this idea?
I think that everything that's happening right now in our removal of different rights and the removal of queer erasure happening, I thought that it was really important that we think about these ideas that are happening around the world as different countries are also facing not so much stepping back for queer rights, but there's still struggle for queer rights. And I thought that it'd be like a perfect time to put them all together in one place and express these ideas that they have in there.
So is this national or international as far as the collection from artists?
It's a collection of international artists and art activist groups. And there's 50 of them in total, which is pretty cool. The art activist groups include Queer Nation, ACT UP, Grand Fury, and other ones around the world.
And how do you go about collecting all these pieces and pulling them together so that you can display them?
For the past 15 years, I've just been gathering them from different artists that I've met. Being that the queer street art community is fairly small, and because of the internet, we're able to contact one another and be in touch and do collaborations. As I've traveled to places like Barcelona, London, Australia, I've actually had the opportunity of meeting these artists and having conversations with them, trading artwork and doing artwork on the street, which is very exciting.
That's awesome. Now, how do you define queer visibility in October of 2025? Since it seems to be shifting so much now.
Yeah, I think I don't know how I define queer visibility right now, but I feel that queer visibility is extremely important as a form of resistance. Portland has taken on the image of an inflatable frog costume as a symbol of resistance, and that's beautiful that there's that. But I also feel that maybe our queer community should think about the rainbow as a symbol of resistance, being the fact that the city wants to, different states want to remove them from the crosswalks. And so they somehow must be irritating those in charge that want to remove our rights and remove our existence from databases. So I think that showing it even more is needed, and more queer visibility is needed as they try to erase us and force us back into the closet.
So now your work often appears where imagery isn't always welcomed. What kind of reactions or conversations have you had, especially over this last year, to that?
Yeah, it's interesting. People have known me as this artist for a long time in the States, and they've started to give me somewhat a respect for my art. And I've been meeting people, and they have actually been very supportive of my imagery in a way that I think what they're trying to express is that they don't believe in queer erasure as a removal of the crosswalks as being something productive for anyone or our specific community. So that's been beautiful. In the past, I've had my stuff like defaced, like homophobic slurs put on it and stuff like that. But it's been a number of years since that's happened. And I really thought in our current time that I may be facing more of that backlash again, things being defaced and whatnot. But surprisingly, they're very much respected. I really feel that there's like a huge community of people that are in huge supporters of diversity in the States. And we just have No King's Day, and 7 million people showed up in support of immigration rights, women's rights, the queer community rights, just like human rights. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, we were four of them down here in Phoenix.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Now, you've inspired so many other queer artists that make their work visible. What advice would you give someone who's trying to find their place in the public art world?
I would just say do it for yourself. Being an artist, there's artists that make art in the studio and they think about the dollar bill right away, like as soon as they're making their art. And then there's other artists that like make art off from like what they're feeling and their emotions and wanting to express to the world like ideas that they have. And I think that is the better direction to go. And when you're wanting to make art that isn't socially acceptable everywhere or isn't the art norm. So make art for yourself and express ideas that you personally feel are important. Artists have always had the opportunity to express different ideas that they have to the larger mass through artwork. And it's a great tool to also alleviate some stress that people may be having. You may feel that you don't have a voice or someone's not listening to you and you have something really important to say. And so by making art and putting it on the street, you're forcing people to listen to what you have to say or think about different ideas that you may be trying to express to a larger audience.
That's awesome. And again, art in public spaces can be unpredictable. It weathers, it fades, sometimes it gets photographed and shared, or sometimes painted over. How do you feel, or how do you tell someone who's, again, starting out in this, to what do you recommend they feel about this impermanence?
That's just part of it. I feel that the way that street art and art in public places lives is different. It's like it has more life to it than when the art is just like hanging into a gallery where no one like touches it. There's a thing where you can't go close enough to it. You can't like physically interact with it. And when it's on the street, like you can touch it. Vines may grow, like tree branches may hang over. Things will weather, things will disappear, but then all of a sudden, like another poster will come up and this like kind of way of a tree growing back leaves onto its branches. And so that's like kind of a beautiful thing to think about, like the art has a life, like it's like alive, it's doing something in physically and probably mentally towards people, but like the actual physical nature of the art is changing, which shows that it has a life to it. And when you see that it just has a life to it, you don't feel so much like someone went and killed your art by removing it or by it weathering, it's died in some way. It really hasn't. It's just part of this cycle of street art. And that's the impermanency of it. It's a beautiful thing because sometimes we may be expressing something that's happening right now in this month, and then next month it's not, it's maybe resolved. Maybe there's something else you want to talk about this month. So it allows for you to actually keep reworking your ideas and expressing them on the street over and over again, way different than like a painting that forever will be the same exact painting hanging in a gallery wall and will never age and never will change. And even that painting may have been made at a time when there was an important issue expressed in that painting, but that issue shouldn't be forgotten. It should never be forgotten. But we've worked past that idea, and so then now there's new ideas to express. And unfortunately, there isn't enough wall space on the wall to all of a sudden incorporate these new ideas. And instead, we're just stuck with these older ideas in galleries and museums and things like that. When you think about how that art has a life of its own, and then you think about street art and its art a life of its own. So don't be upset if, you know, your art changes over time. It's just a beautiful part of this specific art medium.
It's art in a gallery, generally, I'll say, because I know a lot of galleries change frequently, is frozen in time where, like you said, street art is alive. It has a lifespan.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely frozen in time. And street art has a lifespan of like how long it's going to be there, and then it's going to grow because other artists are going to put art next to it. Maybe it'll be like a tag, like who knows, but that all becomes like a beautiful collage of the artwork from the original piece.
Yeah, there was a piece that we saw in San Francisco. It was a beautiful piece on the wall, and they had a tree that was like behind it, and they incorporated the tree as part of the design. So as the tree grew and changed over the years, that it would change kind of the look and feel of the piece there. I thought it was beautiful. It was an amazing way to incorporate nature with the art.
Definitely. That sounds beautiful.
Now, looking ahead, are there any projects or collaborations coming up after your Palm Springs one that you're excited about?
I'm going to New Orleans. Finally, the weather is right. We've been working on a project for about a year now. It's just trying to get permits and then making sure that the permit is on a non-rainy New Orleans weekend. But I'm going back to New Orleans to finish a koi pond in the middle of an intersection on Rampart and Elysian Fields. And we'll have rainbow koi actually in the koi pond. All of them are rainbow. There also will be some lilies and lily pads, something I haven't done before, as well as painting a whole blue area as if it's like a literally a pond. Normally, I just put my koi on the ground and I think about the concrete as a continuous river or a continuous space that the koi live in, rather than confining them to a blue outline. But this intersection, I think, will be very beautiful. And I'm excited because it's next to my rainbow crosswalk, as well as a trans flag crosswalk that I painted on different sides, framing the koi pond itself.
Oh, excellent. And finally, where can people like see your latest work or follow your journey and connect with you online?
I would definitely go to Instagram, Jeremy Novy on Instagram. There's a lot of like up-to-date images of my artwork and where I'm traveling.
Excellent. Jeremy, thank you again so much for taking the time to come here and tell us about what you're working on. And we will see you when we're out there for Palm Springs Pride.
Awesome. I'm excited to see you. And thank you.
Another reason we love this community.
Buns are warm and the dogs are hot. The picnic dogs are best they've got. Grab your pals, don't be late. And Roro Dog, it's a tasty day. Roro Dog, hey, serving smiles all day. Roro Dog, whoa, tastes so good you'll want to stay. From the grill to the groove, come join the crowd. And Roro Dog, we're proud and loud. Yeah, it's Wiener Wednesday, come on down. Half off wieners all over town. Big buns, big fun, bring your friends to play. You know it's Roro Dog all the way. Ayo.
You are about to embark on a hero's journey. You will do something you never thought you could do. Destiny awaits, and you cannot escape it.
Very funny, Valentina. You can just say take out the trash next time.
Honey, in this house, we're all your friends. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
I'm Mama Moo Moo. This is my place. Every drag performer is unique.
Thank you, I love you boys.
The name's Dinah. Dinabolical.
Cry, you miserable queens!
Igor? Showtime.
When you fall in love with you, your star begins to glow.
God, who are you?
The name's Maxi LaWow.
Maxi LaWow!
Maxi LaWow, Super Shiro, available on iTunes, Apple TV, and wherever you stream your superpower.
Girl, I'm a super queen.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
What an amazing conversation today. A huge thank you to Jeremy Novy for coming back to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, for sharing his art, his heart, and his ongoing mission to make queer visibility impossible to ignore. His work reminds us that art isn't just beautiful, it's brave. It's a form of resistance that tells our stories out loud and in color. And of course, a massive thank you to Jim and Don for another incredible season of Grit. Both the summer and the fall runs were like magic. Community, and that signature Grit energy that always makes the desert feel a little bit more alive. And if you didn't make it this year, don't worry. We'll be back next season with even more love. And behind the scenes, Men Play Phoenix is already running smoother and stronger than ever. Now, if you haven't checked it out yet, our Gay PHX stream is now live at gayphx.com/radio. Each hour brings you a taste of what's happening across Phoenix that day, from local events to new music and community highlights. It's a daily pulse of queer life in the Valley. And we're thrilled to share with you that as of today, Gay PHX is officially live on TuneIn. That means you can listen on your phone, your smart TV, and yes, even in your car. The podcast is where we dive deep into the stories while the station keeps you connected to everything happening right now. Together, they're a living, breathing snapshot of Queer Phoenix. And before I go, I want to take a moment to thank you. Yes, you. Whether you've been with us since the beginning or you just found us today, all of this exists because of you. Every stream, every share, every time you tell a friend about Gay PHX, it makes a difference. We don't have a big marketing team or giant budget, but we do have you. And nothing spreads faster than genuine recommendation from someone in the community. So please, tell your friends about the podcast, about GayPHX.com, and now about the stream at GayPHX.com/radio. Share it in your group chats, your socials, your brunch tables, even in your car rides, wherever queer joy happens, because when you do, you're helping lift up voices that deserve to be heard. And if you want to be a part of shaping what happens next, call or text our GayPHX feedback line at 602-GAY-9482. That's 602-429-9482. Or send us an email at social@gayphx.com. We want to hear your thoughts, your ideas, and your love, because this isn't our station, it's yours. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing in what we're building and for helping us grow into something real right here in the heart of Phoenix. We'll see you next week.
We're together. The sun is bright and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together. The sun is bright and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.